Right there is the latest single from Ned Ledoux called Only Need One. And from the request lines, it's a pretty popular song here in Iron Country. And this morning, we want to welcome to the Big Red The Morning Show, Mr. Ned Ledoux. Good morning, Ned.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
It is great to talk to you. Now, Ned, that new single is coming off your latest release, Buckskin, which has been doing pretty well for you. It looks like fans have gravitated to your new record.
Well, I'm blessed. You know, to have, you know, some of the best fans in the world. And I know that most of them are all, you know, big fans of my dad's as well. But yeah, this new single, Only Need One, it came from some outside writers. You know, when I was kind of putting some things together for the new project, I had some other writers send me some stuff. And I listen to everything that people send me. And this one just kind of, I don't know, it just had something to it. And it kind of fit with everything else I was putting together. And yeah, I love the song. And apparently it's doing pretty well on the Music Row charts, too.
It is doing real well right here. I know that. And it's charting on the Texas charts, too. And I see that you're kicking off some tour dates this Friday in Wichita, Kansas. And be leading you right up to a show at the historic Ryman Auditorium on May 16th. Is this your first time playing there?
No, I got to play the Ryman when they were hosting the Grand Ole Opry. I think it was back in 2017. And man, what an honor that is, you know, to play the Mother Church of Country Music. And, you know, we've got to play some pretty amazing places around the country or the world even. But I knew that, you know, in some of those places you tend to maybe kind of forget.
Yeah.
You know, as time goes by, it's like, man, didn't we play there? Man, I can't remember, but I made a point when we walked through the doors of the Ryman to soak it in, walk a little slower, just remember everything. So I remember like the pictures on the wall, you know, standing on that stage, you know, being backstage. So it'll be great to be able to be back on that stage again.
Now, have you had a chance to stand in the circle at the current Opry House?
Yeah. When my album came out, actually the day, I think it was March 11th, I got to play the Grand Ole Opry at the Big House.
Okay.
That same night. And yeah, same deal. And yeah, it was cool.
It was pretty surreal, wasn't it? Yeah, I was just gonna ask you what was going through your mind when you stepped into that circle.
Well, also knowing that Dad played there one time. Of all his, you know, years of playing music, he only played the Grand Ole Opry once. But knowing that he stood there, you know, at one point, you know, over 20 years ago, it was pretty neat. And but also knowing the history of it as well, you know, Hank Sr. and, you know, Dolly Parton and Garth and, you know, Grandpa Jones and all those guys.
Exactly. And, you know, I know that you've got out and you've opened some shows for Garth, some pretty big shows. Ned, and that's got to be an unbelievable thrill. I got to ask you, though. What do you prefer? Do you like the intimate crowd or do you like money-wise, it's got to be the big crowd. But, I mean, as a performer, which one do you prefer?
I would probably lean a little bit more toward the intimate stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I played drums for most of my life, you know, 35 years or something like that. And I've really only been doing what I've been doing right now for maybe 8 or 9 years. But, you know, in those early days of, you know, getting up on stage, I was just doing it by myself, just as a solo act. And I was, you know, singing in little dive bars and sang at a golf course a couple times. And they weren't big crowds at all. You know, some of these places might hold 150 people, but maybe 50 people would show up. But I didn't care. It was like, okay, you're here. You paid your hard-earned money to hear me give my best, you know, there was just something about it. There was a charm about it. But now I do really enjoy playing the bigger places as well. But, yeah, there's just something special about those smaller, intimate things. You can tell some stories. You know, it's more of kind of a listening room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and even play some songs that, you know, I usually wouldn't, you know, at the versus the bigger shows.
Exactly. Now, I see you have dates booked into October. Ned, do you like being out on the road? Is that something that that you really enjoy?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, it's I think it's kind of in my blood to just be out there. Like right now, you know, we don't really do too much in the wintertime. We're just kind of starting to kick things up now, but it's nice to have that break. You know, I got, you know, family here at home, and, you know, to spend time with them, take my son to school in the mornings and pick him up in the afternoon, and just be in their world, you know, because, mm-hmm. yeah, once the summer comes around, you know, we're not really home too much. So it's pretty valuable time to just be here, you know, when we can.
You know, Ned, I know a lot of our listeners here are fans of your dad's, and some of them have told me that they feel like you're carrying on that tradition of what they call is, this is their quote, cowboy country. How does that make you feel when you hear things like that?
Well, it makes me feel pretty proud, you know. You know, I've had, you know, a lot of people tell me, you know, like that I sound like him, and you know, like some of the songs, you know, Matt even might be kind of like what he might record, you know, even though I wrote him. And, you know, that's probably the best compliment I could get. You know, my mom and dad are my heroes. They always have been, always will be. And I'm trying to raise my kids the same way they did with me and my siblings. And just the type of guy dad was. You know, he was just salt of the earth, cowboy from his hat down to the toes in his boots, and probably one of the most honest people that you'll ever come across. And so if I can be just half the man he was, I think I'll be in a good spot.
That's a great way to put that. Now, I've been listening through your dad's catalog a lot lately. Listeners have been having me dig up some of his old songs, and I can certainly tell how much family and tradition means to both of you in your music. Is that something that's a conscious effort on your part to continue doing that type of music?
Maybe. I don't know. It's just kind of something that just kind of, it's just a natural thing, I guess. You know, just kind of hit on, like, there's one song that was off my, I think the last album, the Next in Line album. It's called A Cowboy Is All. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about Dad, and the full title of the song is A Cowboy Is All He Wanted to Be. And I was thinking about Dad, but then as I got into the deeper into the song, I was like, you know, that kind of reminds me of my little brother, Bo, who also rode bareback horses and is a real hand at ranching and leather work. And I was like, maybe I'll throw him in there too. And so when the album came out, I sent all my family, you know, a copy of it. And I made a note to tell Bo, I said, yeah, you know, this one song, Cowboy Is All, I was kind of thinking about you in here. I mean, there's a little bit of Dad, but it's also you. He goes, oh, well, Don't be writing songs about me. It's just, you know, just keeping in the family. You know, I mean, if an idea like that comes up, I think it works.
It is. It is. Your this Buckskin album from front to back is just unbelievable. And now, did you have a lot of time to write that? Was that all written during the shutdown in 2020?
It was. Yeah. Yeah. We all had plenty of time to do a lot of different things. Yeah, and that was, I mean, a bummer.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think March 9th was our last show we played, which is at the American down in Arlington, Texas. But, yeah, then we thought we were going to be off the road for maybe a couple weeks, and then it turned into like 3 months, and then, I mean, we all know the history of it.
Yeah.
But I figured, well, since we got this time off, I got a lot of projects around the place I need to get done, and I started some new things, and the garage is as clean as it's ever been. And then, as you know, a few months went by, I started kind of coming up with some song ideas and piecing some things together, and then had some help with from my producer, the great Mac McAnally, who's produced everything I've ever put out, it was. Like I said, it was a bummer of a year or a year and a half or whatever it was. But there was a silver lining in there as well. Got to spend more time with the family, got some songwriting done, got a record out. You know, I think it made us all better in a way.
Yeah. Exactly. Now, I have to ask this. I've had numerous fans of yours here in Iron Country say, you know, hey, we know Ned's on tours. Any plans to come into Northern Illinois, Southern Wisconsin? They'd love to see you.
We would love to show up there. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe somebody just has to call the booking agent.
Well.
Yeah, but we would love to. We got some time in July.
There we go. Well, I'll throw that out to some people and see if we can get you up here. Where's the best place, Ned, for my Iron Country listeners to find out more about you?
The best place to go is nedledee.com. You can find the tour schedule there and the merchandise and that kind of stuff. And we're also on all the social media platforms. And I'm really bad at, you know, keeping up to date on the social media. But I think it was about, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4, 5 months ago, I came up with an idea to kind of keep the social media posts, you know, up to date. And so what I've been doing, I think I'm on maybe video number 23 or something. So what I've done is I've gone way back and taken one song off of every one of Dad's albums and sang it. And, ooh, you know, tell a little story about the cover, maybe a story about the song, or just, you know, just kind of add to the thing. But so, yeah, I've been doing that for, you know, quite a while. I think we post them every Thursday. So there'll be a new one coming out real soon. But it's been a lot of fun, you know. And Dad released 22 albums on his own before he got a record deal. And I got all of those on vinyl, which is pretty cool.
Wow.
So now we're moving into the Capitol record days now. So it's been a lot of fun, kind of educational too.
I bet it is. Now, when we finish an interview here at Iron Country, I always let the artist pick the song out of the interview. So what from your catalog, or it can even be your dad's catalog, would you like us to end this interview with this morning, Ned?
Well, if you pick one out of Dad's catalog, man, that's a hell of a Rolodex. I'll just make it simple. I'll just maybe pick one of mine.
Great.
Maybe go off the new album, Buckskin, and there's a song called Hey Hey.
Okay. We will throw that on. Any story behind that one?
A little bit, yeah. So I listen to a lot of different music. I mean, I'm like, 1 week I'll listen to 90s grunge, the next week I'm listening to classic country, the next week I'll be listening to heavy metal. You know, just all kinds of stuff. And this was kind of during the pandemic. I was writing some new stuff. And I went about a week or two listening to a lot of Chuck Berry and Buddy Holly. And then I was just in the basement and had my guitar out, and I had this groove. I was like, man, it sounds kind of like a Buddy Holly groove. You know, that sounds kind of fun. Now, lyrically, it's real simple. There's nothing complicated about, you know, the lyrics in this song, but it's just been a lot of fun to play live. And, something a little different, but yeah, it's upbeat and just a kind of a feel-good song.
All right. Well, Ned Ledoux, we hope you come up here. We hope we get to see you real soon, and travel safe on your upcoming tour dates, and you're always welcome here on Iron Country.
All right. I hope to see you soon.